Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, the 27th of October, 2010. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. As promised yesterday, I've got a few boos that I want to reply to that my friends have done in the last few weeks. And I wanted to pick up on James, also known as Syzygy, and some conversation that's been having with Acrobat and Simon Toon all around promotions and the move from a technical role into a management role. This is something I feel I've got something to say about because it's something I've done, and I've got some slightly different perspectives on the whole thing compared to what's been said previously. Just to give a bit of background about me, I started off my career in technical support, doing very techie stuff, mostly PC support and network support. And I did the very typical thing, which is to move through the lines of being a techie, being a slightly more techie, and then moving into team leadership type roles, and finally moving into a pure management role. And my current role, although that's probably not an accurate way of describing it, I am currently considered a manager, and I'm probably one of those horrible middle manager people who everybody loves to hate. It's an interesting situation because I don't technically have a job at the moment. I'm still employed by my employer, but just prior to starting my maternity leave, I was actually displaced. And so when I return from maternity leave, I'm going to have to apply for internal vacancies. And I do still have the threat of redundancy hanging over my head. I'm hoping it won't get to that. One of the joys of working for a large corporation is that there are usually a number of opportunities that you can pursue. My career has always been very much unplanned. I've never had a clear idea of what I wanted to do as a career, so I've just followed what happens, and I haven't really made opportunities happen in any particular kind of direction. I've just, you know, somebody's offered me a job and I've gone, oh yeah, that sounds fun, I'll do that for a bit. My thoughts on the move from a technical role to a managerial role are, I think when you move from a technical role into a managerial role, and again, bearing in mind this comes from my point of view as somebody who works for a large organisation which is currently under a huge amount of pressure. In the current financial climate, my employer is being pushed to deliver results and deliver change. So there's a lot of change, a lot of stuff going on. Two things increase when you move from a technical role into a managerial role, and that is responsibility and politics. And it really depends how you react to those things as to how you will cope in a managerial role. Anything else that you do in a managerial role, you can learn, you can develop, but your ability, how the way you react under pressure with more responsibility and the way that you cope with internal politics, I'm not sure that's something you necessarily learn. That's something you do or you don't do. I always think that it's a mark of a good manager to provide a barrier between the senior management and the technical guys, so that the technical guys aren't aware of all the politics and all the stuff that goes on at higher levels. But, you know, as a manager, I've had to do things which I've been under NDA for. You know, there's been changes coming that you know about in advance and you can't say anything about. Depending on your levels of seniority, there may be redundancy discussions, restructuring discussions, you know. And I think, as James said, you know, if you break a computer, you tend to be able to rebuild it. If you do something which breaks an individual, metaphorically speaking, of course, it's harder to rebuild. You can rebuild relationships with people, but it is very difficult. I, just prior to starting my maternity leave, actually went back to a technical support role. I had a 3-month secondment doing end of the phone, talking to the users, and it reminded me how much I love doing that. And actually, when I go back to work, I'll be quite happy to step away from the management side of things and go back to actually doing, in inverted commas, real work. But that's me. I don't respond well to responsibility and I don't respond well to politics. So I'm not sure that I'm really management material. I'm a good manager, but I don't really enjoy it. So there you go there, James. Congratulations on your offer. Think about how you respond to those things. And, you know, I'm sure you'll do well, whatever you decide.